Margaret, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, Margaret, the number of journalists has dropped 20% in 4 years. Now, that is a lot. That's one in five. What exactly is causing this?
Well, there have been two waves of crisis, really, in journalism. The first was when the internet first began to bite and we saw classified advertising, which traditionally has appeared in newspapers, disappear to dedicated online platforms. I'm thinking Seek and carsales.com and all of those dedicated classified sites. That was the first crisis, but the industry hadn't recovered from that when the second crisis started. And this is really a this century story of social media and the disappearance of the remaining advertising to social media platforms. So the advertising market in Australia is still growing, but all of the growth, plus some of what was there before, is disappearing largely to Google and Facebook. And then at the same time, of course, we have audience fragmentation. So whereas 20 years ago, the family would gather around a single screen to watch the 6 o'clock news or to watch whatever is on television, now, of course, that has completely ended.
Well, if these trends continue, what do you think journalism is going to look like in the future?
Well, it's already been massively affected. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission's own research shows that we've had sharp dives in stories on local councils, what's happening in local courts. Just anecdotally, you would know that the Saturday papers, which used to be full of quite detailed analysis on issues of public concern, they're much thinner, both physically thinner if you're still buying an old-fashioned newspaper, but also thinner in the content. And this is a matter of they're simply not being the journalists present. We also have many local governments which aren't reported on at all. And obviously that leads to a reduction in scrutiny. There's good research coming in from overseas suggesting that that will lead in time to poorer administration, even corruption. So journalism, as the ACCC says, is a public good. And if we lose journalism, we lose an important element of what makes our society work, and particularly our democracy work. So if nothing is done, we have no reason to expect that this situation is going to get better. The crisis isn't over, the pace of change hasn't slowed, and we run the risk of losing one of the main ways in which citizens can be informed about what's going on.
Well, you know, times change. You know, we've got new technology, and, you know, society is different from what it was even 20 years ago. So it's not like we can go back to the way the journalism used to be, but what can we do to, you know, help save our media industry?
Well, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission makes it clear that this is an area where it's appropriate for the government to act. Now, of course, there's lots of tensions there. We want a media which is independent of government, obviously. But they recommend adequate and stable funding for the public broadcasters, the Australian Broadcasting Commission and SBS. They don't say exactly what adequate funding would be, but clearly they don't think the current reductions in funding are a good idea. But they also recommend direct grants with an initial focus on local journalism. And they're recommending $50 million a year in government grants directly for journalism. And they're also recommending that media organisations that are not-for-profit be able to register as charities and therefore receive philanthropic donations directly from the public.
Well, how receptive has the government been to these kinds of proposals?
Well, we will have to wait and see. I mean, the ACCC report has a lot of recommendations in it, many of which are to do with trying to bring the Facebooks and Googles of the world to brook, to make sure that they're not creating an unfair market, to make sure that they're obeying privacy legislation. So there's a great deal in this report. It's a 600-page report, and journalism is just one aspect. So far, in the broad, the government has certainly indicated that it plans to take action. It should be said that this is also the local version of what will be an international lawmaking effort in an attempt to regulate the digital platforms. So the government hasn't said anything specific on the journalism aspects of the report, but it's indicated openness to considering the report as a whole.
Well, how can we as like individuals and consumers, how can we better support, you know, journalism and public broadcasters?
Well, I think first of all, people need to be aware of the crisis. Quite often you'll hear people being extremely critical of journalists, and I'm not saying they don't deserve that. Journalists are in public life. They're as open to criticism as anyone else. But think about what happens when you can't find out what's happening in state parliament, or where you can't find out why the council hasn't fixed the pothole in your road. There's a real reduction in your individual level of power and information as a citizen. And think about whether you're prepared to pay a subscription to a news service, probably online these days. Think about supporting online journalism such as The Guardian, for example, which doesn't charge a subscription, but does ask those who use its site to support it with donations. And pay attention to debates like the media freedom debate that we have at the moment following the police raids on the ABC and on the Australian on News Corp's journalist Anika Smethurst. You know, think about these issues. You might not like particular journalists, you might be critical of particular journalism, but there is no doubt that journalism as a whole is a public good, and audiences need to get involved, I think.
You know, like, I guess I'm a bit biased, but I think journalism's so important, and, you know, we definitely do need to be supporting, you know, public broadcasters and, you know, community broadcasters as well. Well, Margaret, thank you so much for joining us this morning.